fourth case today, which is United States versus Hiller. Mr. Gallen?
My name is Luis Galvan. I represent Appellant Hiller. Bill Tice is with me. He also represents Mr. Hiller. We have raised two issues on appeal, and I will trouble you with only one. The suppression issue is the key issue. The Commerce Clause issue is one that is well settled in the Seventh Circuit, so I will not waste any of the court's time with that. The suppression issue is ultimately very straightforward. It was an issue that was raised before Judge Anderson. Judge Anderson had a hearing. The facts of the case are pretty straightforward as well. There's only one key issue in contention. On June 28th of 2001, Michael Hiller was found in the area of the Alba Homes Housing Project on the Near West Side on a brand new scooter that his sister had just purchased. He was riding around on a service road that is on the grounds of the Alba Homes. At some point, he was approached by three tag officers from the Chicago Police Department. And the testimony of the officers, Your Honors, was that they approached him based on the fact that they didn't see a license plate on his scooter or a license applied for a sticker. Mr. Hiller was approached. There was a 10-year-old child riding off as a passenger on the scooter. At that point, Mr. Hiller immediately told the officers, in order to avoid further problems, that he had a gun and also admitted ownership of the gun. The suppression issue really was based on whether or not hinges on that key fact, whether or not there was a license applied for a sticker on the scooter. Flora Kitt, who was the owner of the vehicle and the sister of Mr. Hiller, testified at the hearing that she had purchased the vehicle, had loaned it to Michael, and that she affixed the license applied for a sticker on the vehicle right before Michael left the area. She lived about six blocks away. Now during the hearing, the judge, it seemed to us, had some uncertainty as to whether or not the stick was actually present on the vehicle. He credited the testimony of police officers, but I think he also credited the testimony of Ms. Kidd and attempted, it seemed to us, to reconcile the conflicting evidence as to whether or not the sticker was on there. He postulated a number of scenarios that would make Ms. Kitt's testimony consistent with the testimony of the police officers.
Mr. Calvan, I agree that the court seems to be going back and forth, but at the very end, I think that his statement was pretty definitive, and don't leave much doubt as to who he credited. I mean, he credited the police. He said, but I can't see him changing the police work at all, and I think that is why TAC officers were there. The big, strong guys like Mr. Hillard are driving around on the streets of the housing project with unlicensed vehicles or expiredly licensed vehicles. Of course, that is a valid reason for the police to stop and say what is going on. And I think when you read it all and you come to that, I think it's a real problem.
That's
here.
True, Judge. The only thing that I would say to that, Judge, is that I think that at least his comment seemed to indicate that he did believe, at least to some extent, this kid. And we believe that possibly he may have misapplied the standard in terms of whose burden it was. Since it was a warrantless arrest, the government had the burden to prove probable cause for the arrest. And we agree that that once Mr. Hillard had admitted that he had the gun and admitted ownership of it, that was it in terms of the probable cause, but the...
Right, and the fact that he's talking to that license.
That's true.
Yeah.
The only other thing, Judge, is that since he is the judge of the credibility of the witnesses, he would have resolved any inconsistency or any credibility issue with respect to that issue in our favor. And so that's essentially the extent of our argument, Judge. And nothing further.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
May it please the Court, Praveen Rao on behalf of the United States. Your Honors, the District Court properly denied the defendant's motion to suppress. And as this Court has just pointed out, although there may have been a balancing going on, as the appellant just argued, at the very end, not only at the sentencing but at the suppression hearing, the Court stated that the officers had a valid reason to stop the defendant. And the basis of that was the fact the defendant was driving a motor scooter without a registration or without a license plate. The court was in the best position to assess the credibility of the officers and the witness provided by the defendant. And in making that decision, the court stated repeatedly, numerous times, that the officers had probable cause to stop and make a valid stop. The only comment as to whether the judge saying that I don't know who was telling the truth, I think that could be viewed in the context of the prior discussion between the judge and the parties as to whether the court would allow the defense to put on floor kit at the trial in order to attack the credibility of the officers. And that discussion happened after all the evidence was presented at the suppression hearing. But in the very end, as this court has pointed out, the court did have reason to find that there was probable cause. As far as the second issue, unless there's any further questions, the government would rest on its brief. And in conclusion, the government asked that the court affirm the conviction and sentence of the defendant.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Gillett? Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.